Well, hello and welcome to a special weekend edition of Hackberry House, in which we share the classic poetry of God's people over the centuries of the church. These poems were originally set to music, but in the singing, we need to remember that it is the message of these poems that should interest us most of all. I'm not going to sing, I'm just going to read. I want you to hear the words and be blessed. We start today with "He Ransomed Me." There's a sweet and blessed story of the Christ who came from glory just to rescue me from sin and misery. He in loving kindness sought me, and from sin and shame hath brought me. Hallelujah! Jesus ransomed me. From the depth of sin and sadness to the heights of joy and gladness, Jesus lifted me in mercy, full and free. With his precious blood he bought me. When I knew him not, he sought me, and in love divine he ransomed me. By and by, with joy increasing and with gratitude unceasing, lifted up to be with Christ eternally, I will join the hosts there singing in the anthem ever ringing to the King of Love who ransomed me. And the chorus goes, "Hallelujah, what a Savior, who can take a poor lost sinner, lift him from the miry clay, and set him free. I will ever tell the story, shouting, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Jesus ransomed me." "He the pearly gates will open" is next. Love divine, so great and wondrous, deep and mighty, pure, sublime, coming from the heart of Jesus, just the same through tests of time. Like a dove when hunted, frightened, as a wounded fawn was I, broken-hearted, yet he healed me. He will heed the sinner's cry. Love divine, so great and wondrous, all my sins he then forgave. I will sing his praise forever, for his blood, his power to save. In life's eventide, at twilight, at his door I'll knock and wait. By the precious love of Jesus I shall enter heaven's gate. He, the pearly gates, will open, says the chorus, so that I may enter in. For he purchased my redemption and forgave me all my sin. Then the famous Gaither tune, "Shackled by a heavy burden, neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me. Now I am no longer the same. Since I met the blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole." Going back beyond Gaither a little bit, "He was there all the time. Time after time I went searching for peace in some void. I was trying to blame all my troubles on this old world. Surface relationships used me till I was done in, and all the while someone was waiting to free me from sin. Never again will I look for a fake rainbow's end. Now that I have the answer, my life's just starting to rhyme. And sharing each new day with him is a cup of fresh life. Oh, what I missed. He's been waiting right there all the time. He was there all the time. He was there all the time. Waiting patiently in line. He was there all the time." And then from Isaiah 53, "He was wounded for our transgressions. He was wounded for our transgressions. He bore our sins in his body on the tree. For our guilt, he gave us peace. From our bondage, gave release. And with his stripes, and with his stripes, and with his stripes, our souls are healed." He was numbered among transgressors. We did esteem him forsaken by his God, as our sacrifice he died, that the law be satisfied, and all our sin was laid on him. We all had wandered, far from the fold of the shepherd of the sheep. But he sought us where we were, on the mountains bleak and bare, and brought us safely home to God. Who can number his generation? Who shall declare all the triumphs of his cross? Millions dead now live again. Myriads follow in his train. Victorious Lord, victorious Lord, victorious Lord and coming King. You might remember this one from the famous evangelist. He washed my eyes with tears. He washed my eyes with tears that I might see the broken heart I had was good for me. He tore it all apart and looked inside. He found it full of fear and foolish pride. He swept away the things that made me blind. Then I saw the clouds were silver lined. And now I understand 'twas best for me. He washed my eyes with tears that I might see. He washed my eyes with tears that I might see the glory of himself revealed to me. I did not know that he had wounded hands. I saw the blood he spilt upon the sands. I saw the marks of shame, and I wept and cried. He was my substitute. For me he died. And now I'm glad he came so tenderly and washed my eyes with tears that I might see. He who would valiant be against all disaster, let him in constancy follow the Master. There's no discouragement shall make him once relent his first avowed intent to be a pilgrim. Whoso beset him round with dismal stories do but themselves confound. His strength the more is. No foe shall stay his might, though he with giants fight. He will make good his right to be a pilgrim. Since, Lord, thou dost defend us with thy spirit, we know we at the end shall life inherit. Then fancies flee away. I'll fear not what men say. I'll labor night and day to be a pilgrim. Should remind you of Pilgrim's Progress. Well, here's one that's pretty modern and sung by the Gaither Vocal Band and others. It was a wide spot out in the country, away from the lights of the city, where an old-time preacher pitched a ragged old tent. It looked like it was 100 years old. He started out preaching to no one, but pretty soon a crowd started gathering, and he preached the gospel at the corner of Heartbreak Ridge and New Hope Road. Well, I turned into a wild man. Some people said I'd gone crazy. But all too soon came the harvest of the wild seeds that I had sown. Well, I stumbled into that meeting. I was looking like death warmed over. But then I heard the gospel at the corner of Heartbreak Ridge and New Hope Road. It's still a wide spot out in the country, away from the lights of the city. I pitched that old tent that he gave me the day that he died and went home. Sometimes I start preaching to no one, but pretty soon a crowd starts gathering, and I now preach the gospel at the corner of Heartbreak Ridge and New Hope Road. When they sing, "Come ye sinners, lost and hopeless," Lord, I was hopeless, heaven knows. Something got a hold of me. Something got a hold. Hallelujah. When I heard the gospel at the corner of Heartbreak Ridge and New Hope Road. Amen. It's good news, isn't it, to hear that story. Heart's Desire. This is from Paul Stuckey of Peter, Paul, and Mary fame. One of his albums. So many times I've doubted you, my Lord. fallen overboard into the sea. So many times I've forgotten what you said, lost sight of what you did, and you would have done it just for me, my love. Many are called, but who will ever go? There's so much here below filling up my time. But oh, once in a while, for a moment I can see your homeland for the free. And my spirit wants to fly with you. As the lightning comes from the east and shines away to the west, you'll save your children. And so I put my hand to the plow. There's no stopping me now. Lord, show us how. The chorus, you are my heart's desire. You set the world on fire. You set this captive free. And make him want to sing, I can do anything through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. What else have we got today? Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. A day I will never forget. After I'd wandered in darkness away, Jesus, my Savior, I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend. He met the need of my heart. Shadows dispelling, with joy I am telling, he made all the darkness depart. Born of the Spirit with life from above into God's family divine, justified fully through Calvary's love. Oh, what a standing is mine! And the transaction so quickly was made when, as a sinner, I came, took of the offer of grace he did proffer, and he saved me. Oh, praise his dear name. Now I have a hope that will surely endure after the passing of time. I have a future in heaven for sure, there in those mansions sublime. And it's because of that wonderful day when at the cross I believed. Riches eternal and blessings supernal from his precious hand I received. The chorus, heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away and my night was turned to day. When heaven came down and glory filled my soul. A little bit older one, walking in sunlight all of my journey over the mountains and through the deep vale. Jesus has said, I'll never forsake thee. Promise divine that never can fail. Shadows around me, shadows above me, never conceal my Savior and guide. He is the light. In him is no darkness. Ever I'm walking close to his side. In the bright sunlight, ever rejoicing, pressing my way to mansions above, singing his praises, gladly I'm walking, walking in sunlight, sunlight of love. Heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing his praises. Jesus is mine. And then he'll understand and say, well done. If when you give the best of your service, telling the world that the Savior is come, be not dismayed when men don't believe you. He'll understand and say, well done. Misunderstood, the Savior of sinners hung on the cross. He was God's only Son. Oh, hear him call his Father in heaven, not my will, but thine be done. If when this life of labor is ended and the reward of the race you have run, oh, the sweet rest prepared for faithful will be his blessed and final well done. But if you try and fail in your trying, hands sore and scarred from the work you've begun, take up your cross, run quickly to meet him. He'll understand and say, well done. The refrain, oh, when I come to the end of my journey, weary of life and the battle is won, carrying the staff and the cross of redemption, he'll understand and say, well done. And then a little more modern one. It's called Here I Am. the fields are white unto harvest. But all the laborers are so few. So, Lord, I give myself to help the reaping, to gather precious souls unto you. The time is right in the nation for works of power and authority. God is looking for a people who are willing to be counted in his glorious victory. As salt, are we ready to savor? In darkness, are we ready to be light? God's seeking out a very special people to manifest his truth and his might. And the chorus, here I am, wholly available. As for me, I will serve the Lord. Here I am, wholly available. As for me, I will serve the Lord. Well, that's it for this time. So glad you could be here. And you'll notice that all over this website, there's just a whole lot of things that just might bless you. I really believe it. Would you go looking around? I won't list it all like I do sometime, but I'm asking that you go looking. Tonight, it's Saturday night. If you're in real time with me right now, it's April 24, 2021. Tonight is the Zoom meeting for men. Sorry, guys, ladies, but it's for men only, at least for now. Send me an email, sir. Tell me a little of your testimony. I'll send you an invitation with the link to a Zoom men's meeting. It's every Saturday night, 7 o'clock Central Time in the United States. We'd like to have you. We've got a good little group of men already. It's an amazing thing that these men just come week after week, and we just really like each other. You know, it's a good fellowship. We pray for one another. We keep track of our various needs that we have. We have a small Bible study. We're doing Galatians right now. Come on along. I think you'll enjoy it. Well, that's it for now. God bless you. Next time I'm on here, we'll be concluding Ezekiel part two. Part three will start shortly after that. So good to have you again. God bless you. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun. Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.